can't solve a problem at the same level it was created.
I worked very hard for 10 years to become an overnight sensation.
Your growth has to be number one. That is the first rule.
You need to be able to imagine something being better.
And I think the fear is missing a life and not experiencing your full capacity.
The only way to learn to see is to make assertions, see what happens, learn from it, and then do it again.
You're listening to the Humans 2.0 podcast. This is your host, Mark Metry.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Mark Metry here. Wanted to hop on here and give you guys a quick message. So right now this is being recorded on Monday morning, June 1st, 2020. And the world is quite an interesting place, right? Of course, we've got the COVID-19 going on. A lot of states and here in America are sort of getting out of lockdown, but we don't necessarily know what is the right way to go about it. I live in Boston, Massachusetts, the East Coast. We are still basically pretty much quarantined as we have the most concentration of COVID in all of America. And then also, you know, with the recent protests, burnings, lootings due to what's going on in this country around the lack of African-American rights and Black Lives Matter, people, definitely including myself, have had enough of this and the fact that, you know, people are being profiled because of how they look. And, you know, if you haven't experienced an issue like this, then you may not understand it. And from my understanding, usually it can be far-fetched and expansive, but essentially this is what happens. You know, you have someone who is Black, usually probably a guy, who is sitting on a corner of a street that's waiting for a friend of his to come by, and they're going to go play soccer, or they're going to go to the mall or something. And all of a sudden a cop car pulls up, and they say to this kid or this guy, you know, hey, who are you? And he says, hey, my name is, my name is Jacob. And they're like, okay, Jacob, you have an ID? And then now Jacob, this guy who's just waiting for his friend, is like, wait, what do you mean you want to see my ID? I'm just chilling here in the corner. And the police say, well, I think that you have a warrant because you killed someone or you stole something and you're trying to run away from cops. And you look like this guy because you're Black and you happen to be a guy. And then Jacob is like, wait, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? Next thing you know, cops are handcuffing him and, detaining him. They reach into his pockets. They pull out his wallet. They pull out his ID. And they realize it's not the guy who they have a warrant. It's not the guy who they're searching for. But then in the other pocket, let's say that guy, that kid, has a little bag of weed, of marijuana, cannabis. And let's say he lives in a state where it's not legal. He literally gets arrested, has his entire life altered. Because, I mean, let's be honest, white, Black, all races smoke weed. Here in Boston, Massachusetts, it's completely legal. And even if you live in a state where it's not legal, whether you agree or disagree with it or not, that's something else. But the legality of it and the war on drugs is something different that disproportionately affects Black people, other minorities, immigrants. And so now you have the situation where you basically have this harmless person in society who is just planning to go with a friend. His friend was a little bit late, so he's waiting for him on the corner. Next thing you know, this kid is now being thrown in jail, 3 years of prison or 1 year in prison, because he had a little bag of drugs that everyone else does as well. This is the major, major issue, and I just went through that example to kind of highlight what's going on, but I really wanted to record this because if you feel powerless right now because of what's going on, whether you're white, Black, Latino, Middle Eastern, Asian, and you also look at COVID and you're like, wow, all these people are losing their jobs, I feel so powerless. One, I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. A lot of us are at home or are living our lives to some limited capacity, and we're asking ourselves, like, what can we do about this? And the reality is there's a lot we can do. One, if you take the inward step of what can you actually control, what do you actually have power of, the reality is that you have power over yourself, your mind, your heart, your where you put your dollars. You know, every dollar you spend is a vote. Your actual vote itself, how you communicate to people. These are all ways that you express your power. Now, what are we powerless to? Many different degrees of society. You can't really control other people. You can't control the weather. You can't really control, you know, various climates and environments, whether that's terrorism, health, viruses. And so the real prompt, the real question I want to ask you guys, kind of have this conversation around, is let's focus on what we can do to be more powerful. We should focus on what we can do to control ourselves. And the vast reality is if you begin to focus on this, even if it might not seem like it, you will realize that you actually have way more power than you expected. You know, you have the power to choose what time you wake up. You have the power to choose what habits you can do during your free time. You have the power to choose, for the most part, you know, where you work and how you gain your income, you know, especially now with the fact that even though, you know, a lot of people have lost their jobs, we are now in this area of life where if you have a phone, if you have a laptop, you can learn how to make money online and create opportunities, give yourself a better lifestyle than we have ever had before. And so if you feel powerless, I'm just here to tell you that you're not alone. There are many degrees of society, things that are happening that when we turn on the news and look at, they seem absolutely outrageous, as they really should be. And so what I'm here to tell you guys is that, you know, you can always control yourself. And if you feel powerless, maybe it's a time to, you know, tell yourself like, hey, I feel powerless because I can't help a lot of my, you know, African American friends, for example. Well, maybe, for example, you go out during the daytime protests that are very much peaceful. You know, I do not recommend going outside at night to protest because there's a lot of violence, a lot of looting that's going on. You should not put yourself in that dangerous position, but go participate in daytime protests. Make sure you social distance, wear a mask, bring a couple of your friends, record it, put it on social media. Maybe if you look at this from the other way and say like, hey, the more money I make, the more I can donate to other people, especially foundations that can help African Americans or can help COVID or whatever crisis issue that you are really passionate about right now. And so there are a lot of different ways to look at this, but ultimately, the more that you are able to work on yourself to a degree of, you know, not diminishing returns, the more powerful you will be able to be in your actual society. You know, for example, the last interview on this podcast, if you go back one episode, was by a lady of Janice Bryant. She ran the first $1 billion corporation to be run by an African American. And, you know, she was telling me that she came from nothing. She came from extreme racism. She came from the worst possible environments during the civil rights movement. And yet she was still able to rise and triumph and go against the pack to be able to now give back to her community, to be able to help many other people. And so the mentality, the message I want to get from you here is, if you feel powerless today, you're not alone, and you always have power over something, whether that's yourself, whether that's your future career, and you being able to bring that towards other people and maybe help them alleviate some form of power, then that is a good cause in my book. And so if you're listening to this and you feel powerless, you feel like you have no idea what's happening in the world, sometimes the best thing to do is to just break it down into little steps of, what do I have control over? Okay, I can control what time I wake up. I can control what I say to people. I can control my social media interactions. I can control my finances if I'm in that position. I can control my learning. I can learn new skills that can maybe make me a more powerful player. I can learn how to publicly speak so that I can go to these protests and speak my voice for people who don't know how to speak up or don't have a voice. And so this is really a call to action, a call to arms to anyone who is feeling like they have no power to peacefully and with love and empathy pick up the real weapons of the game. And that's your mind, that's your heart, that's your raw human power, and that's to push forward. I hope this message was relatively inspiring, or at least give you some hope in this really interesting world. I know for me, I personally believe the level of racism, the level of systemic damage due to racism, and also like other things like COVID-19 that's happening with like health and technology, I think we're going to come out of this 100 times stronger. And the reality is like right now, history is watching. And so it is up to you that has the potential of you being a free human being to choose what you want to do. I hope this was relatively beneficial for you guys. If this was interesting, please send me a message, email, on social media, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. All the links will be down below. I hope you are keeping safe and sane, and I wish you the best of luck, and please do not hesitate to reach out to me.
Hey, you made it to the end of the podcast. It's your host, Mark Metry, and I just want to take a moment here and sincerely acknowledging you for taking the time out of your own day, your own life, to invest it into listening to this podcast, to gain something valuable and implement into your life to make it better. This is what it's all about. Now, if you actually gain value from this episode and you want to give me value somehow, I would unbelievably appreciate it if you went to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, if you have an Apple product where you listen to podcasts, and please leave the show a review. You are free to send me a message, email. Contact information is in the description below. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get this grassroots movement going.